All right. Well, good morning again, everybody. You go ahead and make your way to your seat if you have one. If you don't have one, well, there's lots of room up front. You could be like the Woods family. Sit up front. That's okay. Seahawks don't play till 1:30, so you know we're good. Well, good to see you here all this morning. So, did you say hi to somebody you didn't know? Good. I said something to Levy, who's sitting back there, and I said, when you said, say hi to someone you don't know, I said, well, that's going to be easy because you don't know anybody, right? So, it's always good to share your smiles and share your handshakes with those that you don't know. Just by way, again, as a reminder, our connection card. So, on the back, you can fill out prayer requests or praises. On the front, you can put information if there's stuff you need to communicate to the office, to the staff. This is a great way to do that. And there's a basket out in the foyer where you can put that on your way out. If you don't like the message, you can put that on there, but please sign it. Otherwise, don't bother, because if you don't sign it, I just throw them away. So, but if you know if you're brave enough to put your name on there, go for it. And we'll sign you up for the next Sunday. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Beautiful sunshine this morning as fall is about to kick off here. And just thank you for the changes in the seasons and this earth that you've designed for us to live on. This earth where you've designed us to be here to worship you. And so, Father, help us this morning as we continue to worship you through your word. Father, I pray that you will just help us to hear your voice, that you help me to get out of the way, and that your Holy Spirit would just move here in our midst this morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. There we go. So this is the the wrap-up of the series, Christ Soldiers. This is going to be, today we're going to look at step number 7. This is the final one in the series. But again, just by way of review, so number 1 was sign up. Number 2 was show up. Number 3 was shape up. And then number 4 was suit up. That was kind of the basis for the whole series, talking about the armor of God. Number 5 was stand up, and number 6 we looked at last week was speak up. And so just quickly, you know, the idea of signing up, being part of Christ's army is you need to be a Christian. You need to have accepted Christ as Savior. So that's that sign up idea. The show up, you need to show up for training. You need to show up to work together to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. You know, just like the military, and that's what this is kind of based on, looking at the armor of God. It's really based on what happens in the military. Shape up, that process of becoming spiritually fit, spiritually mature. You know, it's like going to boot camp and learning and being trained of how you need to work to further God's kingdom. And then suit up, and that was the armor of God, the belt and the breastplate and the sandals and the helmet and the shield and the sword, and wrapping all that up is then prayer. And then stand up. We need to be prepared to stand up, putting on the full armor so that we can stand against the enemy. And then number six we looked at last week is speak up. And we need to make sure that we are not intimidated, that we're not shamed into silence, that we're not fearful to speak up, but we're willing to be a witness of Jesus Christ. And then today we're going to look at soldier up, which is going to kind of be wrapping it all together. But first off, for just a little bit of intro here. So life's requirements. You know, you think about, you know, so what in my life am I required to do? What do I need to do? What are the things that take my time? What are the things that I use my finances? Where do I put my energy into? Are they things that further God's kingdom, or is it more for our own pleasure? Matthew 6:33 says, above all, pursue his kingdom, in other words, God's kingdom, and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In the context of the passage there, it's talking about just the things of life. It says, so then, do not worry about tomorrow, for what tomorrow has enough worry for itself. So we need to be focused on God's kingdom, not focused on ourselves. When someone's in the military, in fact, we're going to look at this passage here a little bit. The concern is doing what the people above you tell you to do, right? You're really not deciding what you're doing that day. I mean, they're telling you what to do that day. So you're totally focused on what somebody else is going to tell me to do. And we need to have that mindset with God. We need to be focused on what does God want me to do today? What should my focus be? Who am I going to talk to? What kind of a witness am I going to be? God has placed every person right where he wants them. Right where he wants them. 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 14, it says, for the body is not one member. He's talking about the body of Christ, the church, but many. But now God has placed the members, each one of them in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. Have you ever really thought about that? That God placed you here for his purpose, for what he wants to do? You know, as you may have the, or have had the chance, some of you, not for a really long time, but, you know, there's others where, you know, maybe you're looking for a church. You know, what's the thing you're looking for? What's your focus? What's your priority? Is it, I want to go somewhere where God wants me to be, where I can serve? Or is it, I want to go somewhere where I get fed, where I get filled, where the music is great all the time, where the preacher's really exciting? Oh, you guys are great, aren't you? Hey, I know. Not the, you know, bundle of energy up here, so. Thanks, Carol. You know, I can remember, you know, a time, you know, in our family's life where that really was what we're looking for, was we want to be involved. We want to go to a church where we can be used, not just sit in a pew and fill a space. And I know that's not where everybody is because, you know, we're all at different places. And sometimes you need to go somewhere where you're taken care of. You know, where people can just love on you and take care of you. And eventually you get to that place where, okay, now I feel like I can serve, I can help. Because, again, we're all in different places in life and we're all dealing with different issues. But I think we still need to ask God, okay, God, where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to be? What part of the family do you want me to plug into? 2 Timothy 2, 4. This is kind of our main verse for today. It says, no one in military service gets entangled in matters of everyday life. Otherwise, we will not please the one who recruited him. You know, and this is probably something we all really struggle with because you still have everyday life, right? I mean, you still have to survive. You still have to make a living. You still have to put food on the table. So there's things that you do still have to do that you have to deal with, but they shouldn't consume you. They shouldn't consume you. What should consume you is pursuing God's kingdom and his righteousness. And to not get all caught up in, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this or how are we going to do that? You know, it's not that we shouldn't plan. God's word talks about that, to make your plans, to do this, to do that. But to be willing for God to step in and go, well, I think we're going to do something different today. Or we're going to go this direction. We've got to leave that open for him to do. So we need to soldier up. Number 7, soldier up. And it really is kind of the wrap-up of all of it together. So you're going to hear some things that are probably pretty familiar if you paid any attention at all. I know, you guys are awesome. You all pay perfect attention all the time. Yes, I do. So working together, you know, that's kind of what it really comes down to, is we really all need to be working together. You know, we looked at all the ups, you know, sign up, show up, shape up. And these are all then combined together in soldiering up, how we come together and we work. So Romans 12, 4 through 6, it says, for just as we have many members, again, talking about the body of Christ, and there's many members who belong to it, and you can break it down even smaller to this body right here, this part of Christ's body, and the members who are here, all the members don't have the same function. Praise God. I mean, it'd be a really weird place if we all had the same exact function. There would be a lot of stuff that wouldn't get done. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. So however God has gifted you and wherever God has placed you, then you use that gifting accordingly, to fill in the body of Christ, to do the things that need to be done. You may have heard before the one another's. There's a lot of one another's in Scripture. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25 says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. When you're out in the battle, you want someone beside you that can encourage you, support you, give you a hand. That idea of one another. You think about, you know, soldiers that are out on the battlefield. They're relying on each other literally for their lives. And we need to view the church that way too, that we literally are relying on each other for our very lives. In our culture, we tend to be taught this, even at a young age, that we're to be self-sufficient individuals. You know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Only you can make your future. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that we're to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ, that we're to help out one another, that we are not totally sufficient in ourselves. We're not. I don't care what the world tells you, you are not sufficient in yourself. First of all, you can't save yourself. There is nothing you can do to pay that penalty of sin. You've got to rely on someone else, and that's Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for sin. We need to pay attention to those who have been put into a leadership position, who have been put into authority over us. Hebrews 13:7 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you." This specific passage is talking about leadership in the church, but we've seen before in Scripture where God tells us how we're to deal with leaders in society, even our civil leaders. We're to pray for them. We're to pray for them. Even though we may not agree with their philosophies and their ideas, we still are supposed to pray for them. We need to remember that our battle is not against other people. Ephesians 6:12 tells us it's not against flesh and blood, right? Where is our battle? Our battle is against those spiritual forces. It says against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's where our real battle is. Now, those forces, those influences, influence people on the earth. And even though they're influenced by these forces, our battle is still not with them. It's with what's influencing them. So we need to remember who the enemy is. And we also need to remember what we're supposed to do about it. We're supposed to put on the full armor of God. The full armor. Ephesians 6:10-18 tells us about this armor and that we're to put it on. You know, probably one of the biggest takeaways from this might be that all of the stuff we do with the armor really is defensive. It's not offensive. It's defensive. It is not our job to attack or defeat Satan. Not our job. It's our job to stand firm, to defend ourselves against his attacks. James 4:7 says that we're to submit to God, resist the devil, and what will he do? He will flee. It doesn't tell us submit to God, take out Satan. Because we can't. That's not our job. And it's not his time. There will be a time when God is going to take care of him and all his workers. But that's not our job. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. Ephesians 4:11-13 talks about those who have been placed in the church for the equipping of those who are in the church so that they can do the work. But the only way that can happen is you have to show up, right? You have to be willing to shape up so that you can stand firm against the enemy. And it says what happens then as this occurs is the growth of the body. So the spiritual growth, the maturity, and I think the physical growth also of the body will happen when we're doing what we're supposed to do, when we're prepared, when we've got the full armor on. Ephesians 6:13 says, having done everything, and I know we looked at this before, and I'm going to look at it again. Having done everything. What does that mean, having done everything? Because it's not just putting on the armor. There's other stuff that happens too. First of all, we need to love God. Right? Mark 12, We're to love God with our whole being. Every piece of our being, we need to love God, right? And then we need to love one another. John 13:35, Jesus says, "They'll know you're my disciples because of how you love one another." It'll be different than what the world does, the kind of love we have for one another. We need to be obedient. We need to be obedient. Luke 6:46. Jesus speaking to the crowd, he says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" Do you call Jesus Lord, but then ignore what he tells you to do? 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel speaking here, he says, "Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as he does obedience?" I mean, you think about this. So with that culture, sacrifice was huge, right? I mean, that was big part of the system, was sacrifice, the burnt offerings and the sacrifice. And Samuel, a prophet of God here, is saying, no. That's not really what God wants. God wants obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Paying attention is better than the fat of rams. That's what God wants. He wants our obedience. That's the kind of sacrifice he wants. And then we need to know God's word. We need to know God's word. Because when the enemy comes and he starts talking to us, remember, just as he did with Eve, he'll take God's word and he'll twist it. When he was trying to tempt Jesus, he used God's word. And we need to know it so that when he comes and he tries to twist it and tries to use it against us, we can say, no, wait a minute, that's not what God said. That is not the context. This is not what God was intending. 2 Timothy 2:15. I know it's here somewhere. Although I should know this one, right? Come on. Oh, there it is. Right. Be diligent to present yourselves to God, approved workmen. If you've been in Awana, if you've been part of Awana, this is like, that's what Awana means. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. That we should be able to accurately handle God's word. I pray that almost daily. God, help me to accurately handle your word. Sunday morning before I step up here, I pray over my message, and that's one of the things I pray. God, help me to accurately handle your word. To not get off track, to not take it out of context, to not try to make it say what I want it to say, but let it say what God wants it to say. And then we need to hang in there. We need to persevere. Philippians 1:27 says, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or whether I remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." So instead of Paul saying this, think about Christ saying this to you. Because that's what he's looking for. I want to see you standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's what Jesus wants to see us doing. He wants to see us persevering. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things. For as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. Speaking God's word, speaking it boldly, speaking it accurately, speaking it completely, God's word. James says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Persevering under trial. I think of boot camp when I hear that term. Persevering under trial. I've never been through boot camp, but I've heard stories. They try to weed you out. You know, they try to make sure these are the people that are going to be able to stand firm. These are the people that are going to be able to take care of their fellow soldiers. That they've gone through the training. They know what to do. You know, it's the kind of training you get where you don't even have to think about the next thing to do because it's been so ingrained that it's, boom, this situation comes up, this is how you react. This situation comes up, this is how you react. And that's how we should be. As followers of Jesus Christ, we should know God's word so well that if this situation comes up, this is how we react. This is what we say. If this other situation comes up, that's how I'm going to respond. This is what I need to say because I know God's word. I've accepted Christ as Savior. I've got the Holy Spirit within me who can then prompt me to say, oh, remember you read this? Here's the response you need today for that. Meditating on God's word, memorizing God's word, it's so important. So then also when the enemy comes along and says, oh, well, you know, here's what God says, you're able to say, no, that's not what God said. This is what God said. And even when the enemy came and spoke to Jesus, and he spoke God's word, Jesus' response to him, every time he quoted God's word. Jesus was God, right? He was God in the flesh. He didn't have to quote scripture because whatever he said was scripture. He could have just spoke to Satan, not quoted scripture. But he's leaving us an example. Here's how you respond. Here's what you do. You can do this just as well as he did. When the enemy comes and tries to get you off track, we need to persevere. Galatians 5:7 says, you were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? You know, we probably all of us, we go through cycles, you know, where we're just, man, we feel like we're so close to God, we're in tune with him, we're walking step by step. And then it's not that long, and it's like, wow, where did God go? It wasn't God that went, right? And we cycle through there sometimes because it's hard. It's hard to stay completely focused on God all the time. But that should be our goal. That should be what we're striving for, is to obey the truth and not get off track by what the enemy might say or might do. Hang in there. Keep being a good witness for the kingdom. Keep pursuing righteousness. Keep pursuing God. Let's pray. Father God, this life can be very difficult at times. You know, we in this country really do have it fairly easy compared to a lot of other places in the world, especially when it comes to living our faith. But I think as we look at current events, the news, what's happening in our world, I think probably all of us can see how it just continues to deteriorate. and that those who want to stand for Christ, those who want to stand and preach the gospel, who want to be a witness of who Jesus is and what he's done, continually get beaten down. They try to shame us into silence, try to intimidate us, try to create fear. We just need to depend on you. You know, we saw this last week when God said, I will give you what to say in the right time. So if you're standing before the authorities, don't worry about what you're going to say. Say what I give you to say. And I think it's so important for us today to, again, we need to know God's word. You know, those first century guys didn't have the New Testament, but they had the Holy Spirit. We now have the New Testament and the Old Testament and the Holy Spirit. So we need to be able to stand firm for you. We need to persevere. We need to love you with everything we have. And we need to love people because they are not our enemies. It's the evil one, it's Satan that's our enemy. And we need to realize the influence that he's having. So, Father, help us. Help us to further your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, just a few things I want to go over here from our bulletin. So, starting this next Thursday is the Women's Bible Study. So you can still sign up for that, correct, Leanna? So you can still sign up for that out in the foyer. You can talk to Leanna. Leanna, make yourself known. You can talk to her about that. And so that's coming up, and that'll be starting this Thursday. And then check out the Operation Christmas Child display out there. There's information on there about, you know, what to do, how to do it. You can talk to Phyllis, or you can talk to Lori. And if you don't know who they are, ask somebody. They'll tell you about that. And wanting to give, I forgot to do this last Sunday. Carol Schiefelbein and Doug Whitcomb got married a week ago Saturday. Very small wedding at her house. And so just congratulations to them. And maybe we'll see Carol more now that she's married to Doug, because, you know, he showed up more than she did. But I give her a bad time about this, so, yeah. They're trying to get the grandbabies moved over here, so that would be awesome. But anyway, and then the other thing is I was looking at our greeter sign up out there, and it looks pretty empty, like nobody has signed up. Right, Ray? So that's out by the coffee. You know, it's just, you know, prior to service, a little bit into service, just come hang out at the door, shake people's hands, good morning, how you doing, can I help you with anything? It's really pretty simple, but it makes a huge difference to have somebody there when, especially new people come in, and they're like, where do I go, what do I do, you know, so. Yep. And if you want a name tag with your name on it, you can get that. And there's also greeter tags, so they know, oh, that's a greeter. I can maybe ask them something. So anyway, good way to serve. Very, very simple. So, all right. Well, yes, Bill. So Kelsey is now in South Africa at the YWAM. It's like a Bible school. School for Biblical Studies. So she was telling me about what all they have to do. It is intense. Really. They will read through the whole Bible in 9 months, I believe. They have to write their own commentaries. So it's intense. So if you think about Kelsey, pray for her. And I know she's beyond excited to do this. So, George. Yeah, Gary Brown is the head of deacons, and he's not doing this service. Oh, that's right. which reminds me, and I had it in my notes, and then I just went right past it. So we're wanting to let the congregation know kind of what's going on. So we are having a heck of a time finding deacons. And so at this point, unless we find people to step up and help do it, basically what we're going to have to do is suspend the deacons at this point. You know, we don't want to make any kind of constitutional change or anything like that. We're just going to say, well, for right now, even though our constitution says we're supposed to have deacons, if nobody's willing to serve, can't have deacons. So we're just wanting to let you be aware of that, be praying about that. You know, maybe that'll prompt somebody to step up. So if you need more information on that, you can talk to me. You can talk to one of the elders. So that's kind of where that is. Just want to keep you informed. So God bless you all. Have a great week.